It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, it's me, it's Pinky the Pig. It's time for the Pinky the Pig Show. And I'm here with my friend, my excellent friend, Mildred the Moo Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky. How's Pinky?
I'm really good. How are you, Mildred?
I'm really good.
What's going on?
Okay, Pinky, today we're going to celebrate a very famous woman. It would be her birthday today, so we'll speak of her today.
A woman? Okay, yes, please.
Her name, Maria Montessori.
Oh, yeah, that's the famous schools. Of course, the education for children. Maria Montessori.
Right, she was born in Italy on this day, August 31st, the year 1870.
Yeah.
And she lived to be 82 years old.
Good. And she's very famous for being an educator. She developed all those schools.
She did, and she came up with her philosophy of education, and she did many writings on the scientific pedagogy.
Pedagogy? Come on, that's not a word.
Yeah, yes it is. Pedagogy. That's the word that means the approach to teaching and how the student and the teacher interact and the surroundings and the effect, the pedagogy.
I like that word, pedagogy.
Right, but she wasn't always a teacher.
No.
Right, so like we said, she was born in Italy and both her parents were very well-educated people. And she went to school as a little girl. She excelled very, very well, very attentive and a great student. However, she wanted to step up to things that weren't really available to girls. So when she was 15 years old, she attended an all-boys technical school.
Well, it wasn't an all-boys school anymore, was it?
Well, it wasn't that you had to be a boy to go to that school. It wasn't like that.
Oh, God, phew.
No, it was just that other girls weren't interested. So early on, she wanted to be an engineer. So she went to this technical school.
An engineer? Like, you learn to design and build engines and machines and keep them working and stuff.
Right. And so she went to the school and she became very interested. But later she changed her aspirations and she wanted to get into medicine because she did learn a lot about biology also in this school.
Okay.
So she tried to get into a medical school and they said no.
Because she's a girl.
Yeah, pretty much. So at the end of the interview, she said, I know I shall become a doctor.
I don't think she said it all that cocky, Mildred.
Yeah, probably not. Sorry.
Go on.
Okay, so she continued her education and she studied mathematics and natural sciences. And now she excels and now she becomes recognized and she is capable of acquiring scholarships. So now, because she's really quite brilliant, she's accepted into the University of Rome in the medical school, and she was one of the first women in Italy to be accepted.
Wow.
And she graduated with honors in 1896.
Well, she's 26 years old. She already graduated out of med school.
All right, so she gets, you know, she's in the medical field, and she enjoys it, and she's very, very good at it, but now she's not just interested in the physical ailments of people.
The ailments, the sicknesses.
Right. Now she's curious about the mental sicknesses, and especially children with mental disorders. That's how they worded it back then.
Ah.
So she gets involved with that, and now she notices and she points out to the National Medical Congress about these children, and it's not that they're bad and they're not behaving badly because they're bad. It's just that they're not understood. They're lacking attention where they need, and you have to look at each one individually. And children that have mental and emotional disorders, they need a special way of being educated. You can't just fit them into the box and expect them to obey.
Wow.
So she develops a special training for teachers that are working with these special needs children.
Wow.
And now she's 28 years old, and she's given this huge responsibility for the school that is now not for special mental children.
Yeah.
Now she's put in charge of a school that has children that have emotional problems, but they're normal children. I mean, they have no mental, you know, capacity that's not working. They have been brought up in poor environments, and they're lashing out, and they're just a handful.
Yeah, they're delinquent somewhat.
Right, so she's put in charge of this school of delinquents.
Yeah,
but she turns them all around because she realizes that you have to look at each child individually, and you have to give each child their opportunity to learn and excel on their own and become recognized and become respected and allow them to be who they are and not put them in a box and expect them to obey just the way you make the rules.
Yeah, she treats them each individually.
Yes. And her method is about giving the child independence. Allow the child to have opportunities to move and give them the environment that will put them in this position.
Yeah.
And like she said, never help a child with a task at which he feels he can succeed.
Yeah, he or she. Don't help them if they think they can do it themselves.
All right, then they gain independence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also, she would observe. That's the next thing. You have to observe them and not try to force them. Just watch them. Learn from what they're doing and what they need. I mean, if they're acting out and pushing things around, pushing things over, give them a wagon to push and pull around.
Yeah.
And also just follow the child and watch them and follow them and learn from them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you have to give them the freedom to choose what he or she wants to do and to act on their own accord.
Yeah, not like that podcast we did about the helicopter parents.
Yeah, 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 yeah. She was not a helicopter parent.
Nah.
And also, she would give the child an environment where they thought they were working and playing at the same time, but they're accomplishing something, but they're making it play. But they take it very seriously, like it's work.
You gotta love that.
Yeah. And Maria was able to exceed with these difficult children. So now her schools are open to children that are brought up with love, and they can excel because they're each an individual.
Yeah, it's a win-win.
Yes.
Yeah, she inspired the world.
Absolutely. Right, and today there are 20,000 Montessori schools around the world, 3,000 in the United States.
Nice.
All right, Pinky, we have time for a quote here from Maria, who said, "Whoever touches the life of the child touches the most sensitive point of a whole, which has roots in the most distant past and climbs toward the infinite future."
That's pretty deep.
Yes.
I liked it, but I like the one you said earlier. Never help a child with a task at which he feels he can succeed.
Yeah, he or she.
Yes, Mildred. Okay, well, thank you, Maria, for recognizing that each child is an individual.
Yes.
Okay, Mildred, we'll talk tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
I love you.
I love you.